Time for a quick tune-up. Welcome to YouTune. My name is Rhea Greif, and let's get to work on a quick fix of your brand, You Inc. Today, we arouse activism. Arousing activism is no different than getting excited over Thanksgiving. Typically, there is a gathering of individuals to a location, and everyone is there for the same reasons. And although it can be tense, in the end, it is highly rewarding. But you may not want to participate in mass slaughter of innocent avians, so let's arouse your activism quicker than the myth of Thanksgiving can give way to the truth of colonial genocide, should you surf the net for it. All right. Have you ever been involved in any of these? Marching to show support for a cause, a walkout in protest, canvassed neighborhoods for your candidate, started an anti-violence program at your school, raised money for a cause, animal freedom fighter, or an environmental crusade. Okay, which one of these things, or like them, have you initiated? The pursuit of happiness and meaning are two of our most central motivations in life. A wealth of research in positive psychology suggests that happiness and meaning are, in fact, essential elements of well-being. Happiness and meaning are strongly correlated with each other and often feed off of each other, much like you're feeding on your Thanksgiving dinner today. The more meaning we find in life, the more happy we typically feel, and the more happy we feel, the more we often feel encouraged to pursue even greater meaning and purpose. So, knowing this should hopefully arouse you into taking action, excite you to activate. It can be as simple as educating people that possums eat thousands of ticks each year and not to destroy those fellow earthlings, or raising monarch caterpillars to increase their distraught populations, which, by the way, were up 25% this year due to insect larva ranchers like myself. Joining the PTO at your kids' school, refusing to argue about politics at work, and instead dedicating that passion toward having a voting party to stimulate folks to vote regardless of their persuasion. Walk, run, bike, or raise money for your favorite cause, or simply committing to say hello to everyone you pass in your neighborhood. Factors such as feeling connected to others, feeling productive, and not being alone or bored contributes to both happiness and meaning. So, arousing your inner activist is the force behind the hammer that sends the puck up high enough to hit the bell of the high striker, indicating life success. My pro tip, my favorite form of activism is a block party. One of the easiest ways to get folks activated and in the streets is to close them down. For a nominal fee, typically under $100, and 80% of the signatures of those who live in the affected block closings, voila, you're having a block party. Kids bike the streets, adults bring coolers, and typically there's pop-ups and buffet tables. Some rent jump houses, bring out bonfires. But the great titillation is the activation of your neighbor. And I am not talking about the Airbnb of storage spaces, which, if you haven't heard, is a self-storage industry with peer-to-peer alternatives. And yes, there is an app for that, too. Time for our movie motivation. This film is a true story of the much-debated rise and demise of a woman named Madeline Murray O'Hare, who was known as the head atheist activist of America. She founded the organization American Atheists and held the position of president within the organization for 23 years. Quickly, this woman became the most loathed person in the country, whose efforts led to a Supreme Court ruling banning official Bible readings in public schools during the 1960s. The film, The Most Hated Woman in America, is a 2017 American biological drama about the permanent impact Madeline Murray O'Hare had on American culture and the separation of church and state, and ends with her kidnapping and murder in 1995. The inspiration here comes from the fact that even though her life ended tragically, one person can permanently alter the lives of generations to come via her activism, and I dare say, as an atheist, would probably do it all over again, as heaven and hell is not in her purview, and the only thing that matters is what we accomplish during our lifetimes. To learn more about activism and how Gabor Klein has spent his life, his career, and his social media invested in activating everyone from musicians to politicians for another installment of U Inc. Live at the Party with a Purpose ComFest under the Majestic Healing Pavilion, and our audience gets directly involved and hear their feats of activism as well, listen to the U Inc. episode that is the companion to this YouTube break on 90.5 FM or live stream at WCBE.org on Saturdays at 2:30 p.m. with me, Rhea Greif. And, of course, you can also catch our YouTube every Thursday at 9:01 p.m. or check us out at tworogues.com for behind-the-scenes video footage of all our interviews and to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and now nationally syndicated on PRX. Until our next time together, remember that you are in charge of U Inc. Time to stop spinning and start winning.